Great athletes are leaders. They recognize that they cannot be all they can be without teammates who are being all they can be. Leadership is the art of making other people better. I use the word art because leadership requires impressive balance, courage, and judgment. Do not be fooled, though, into thinking that leadership is a delicate process of decision-making from up on high. It's more about hard work in the trenches. To lead, you have to motivate others to do what you want them to do, because they want to do it. That will only happen if you set a great example. Leaders are mentally tough, committed to the ultimate performance goal of giving their best effort now. They buy into the idea that the most important play, drill, or event in their life is the next one. A clear vision or mission is another requirement for leadership. Superb vision includes a general understanding of what it's going to take to get to the big goals. Of course, no one knows the future, but if you commit to the values and behaviors that will achieve your mission, clairvoyance is unnecessary. For example, not knowing if your team will win can be scary, but leaders have an unwavering commitment to the clear vision of giving their team the best chance possible to win. They know how to do this. They control the controllables of attitude and effort. When you're confident in the way you're competing, you're able to be scared of losing without acting scared at all. To motivate others to follow your lead, it takes more than an inspirational vision and leading by example, although that is a lot already. It also requires a connection to others. Empathy is the ability to understand and be sensitive to another person's thoughts, attitudes, feelings, desires, and actions. Babies are incapable of empathy. They are only able to think about what they want, not the wants of others. For adults, empathy is still a challenge. It's impossible to see the world exactly as somebody else sees it because everybody carries a unique set of experiences and DNA. Although a perfect understanding of others is impossible, leaders try for it anyways. In fact, they live by Coach Wooden's line, "Strive for perfection, but never expect it." The simplest way to practice empathy is to listen. Listening and hearing are different. Listening requires attention to what is being said. Many people just wait for their turn to talk. Leaders are compassionate, so they want to listen. They also have the confidence to let go of their current desires. They know if what they want to say is important enough, they'll be able to retrieve this idea from memory later. This allows them to focus on the task at hand, listening. Just as an athlete sees the ball big by being undistracted from the task at hand, effective listeners have a singular focus, figuring out what the speaker is trying to communicate. We also develop empathy with curiosity. Being empathic is relatively easy when two people's motivations are similar. It's when there's disagreement that curiosity becomes critical. Rather than judging others and getting upset, leaders get curious. Curiosity leads to questions, and questions lead to answers. Leaders connect because they care enough to listen and ask the right questions. Anytime there is disagreement, doing or saying nothing is always the easiest path to choose, but leaders don't care about what path is easiest, only which path is better. They are willing to initiate conflict if they think it likely to be productive. You will be an exceptional leader when you have a vision. Lead by example, connect with others, and have the resources left in your tank to give your teammates what they need to give their best effort too. This happens in many ways, including filling teammates' emotional tanks with praise and support, pushing the limits, such as during strength and conditioning training, quickly confronting challenges to your team's positive culture, and undertaking initiatives designed to help the team get better faster. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. But if you want to be part of something special, find a way to make yourself and your teammates better. Be a leader. Have a clear mission, lead by example, connect with others, and find the energy and skills to help others give their best effort now. There is little better in life than being a key part of an overachieving team. You are capable of leading by example and making those around you better too. When you sense a call for action as a leader, take it one step at a time and trust your stuff, because you already have all the resources you'll need.